Russell Bulmer says none of us can change the genetic code we inherited from our parents.
I like to think of genetics somewhat like a card game, just to simplify it for myself. In a card game, you're given a hand of cards, and you have to play with that hand of cards. And in life, it's very similar. At the beginning of our lives, we're given our genetics from our parents, and that's what we have to work with.
Mr. Bulmer never paid much attention to the genetic hand he was dealt until 3 months ago, when his son was born. To give little Russ the best chance at a long and healthy life, Mr. Bulmer took an inventory of illnesses that ran in his family. He uncovered a history of heart problems and breast cancer that he wishes his late parents had told their doctors about.
I truly believe that if my parents would have understood the importance of their own medical history and their own lives, and they would have taken that information to their physicians early in their life, that perhaps they could be here today if proper intervention could have been implemented in their health care.
On his wife's side of the family, Mr. Bulmer found instances of Alzheimer's disease, breast cancer, stroke, and high cholesterol. U.S. Surgeon General Richard Carmona says this kind of information could literally be a lifesaver.
If you know that breast cancer runs in your family, mothers and daughters should be tested earlier than doctors usually recommend for the general population. If the men in your family die from heart disease, then you should be monitored for cholesterol and high blood pressure earlier than normal. Surveillance can lead to early detection, and early detection can lead to more effective treatments. It's a simple and well-proven strategy.
The Surgeon General says that's the idea behind the Family History Initiative, a new federal effort to get all Americans to collect medical information going back three generations. And he's kicking off the drive by declaring Thanksgiving to be the first annual National Family History Day. Dr. Elizabeth Duke of the Department of Health and Human Services says certain health questions should be on the Thanksgiving menu right alongside the turkey and cranberry sauce.
What are those illnesses, those diseases that have afflicted members of my family? It's a common question. You think about it, but you really never take that disciplined approach to sit down and put it on paper. And you know, in the holiday season, this is the opportunity when we all get together with our families and we have that opportunity to ask those questions.
U.S. government websites are now offering a downloadable computer program called My Family Health Portrait, which will help people compile a complete medical history. Officials are also distributing to health centers around the country hundreds of thousands of printed guides in English and Spanish. A recent study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention indicated that 96% of Americans thought it would be useful to gather their family's medical history, but barely one-third had ever tried to do so in an organized way. The nation's doctors also realized the importance of such data, but according to Francis Collins, director of the National Human Genome Research Institute, they, too, have not been collecting the information effectively.
The average length of a doctor's visit has been shrinking, is now less than 20 minutes, and time spent taking a three-generation pedigree, which can be quite time-consuming, is generally just not possible to fit in to those time constraints. And even when doctors do ask about family history, unprepared patients frequently don't have the information about what illnesses their relatives might have suffered from, and so an opportunity is not fully utilized.
Russell Bulmer has taken his family health portrait to his doctor, who is now treating him for high cholesterol, and to the family pediatrician, who will keep an eye on little Russ. He's urging his neighbors to make Thanksgiving their Family History Day.
Get together with your family members, sit down, reminisce about your loved ones, fill out that very important information about your family medical history, and then encourage each of your family members to take that information to their respective physicians so that proper intervention can be implemented early.
U.S. Surgeon General Richard Carmona calls a family history a peek into your own genome that he says can be more valuable to your health than millions of dollars in medical research, equipment, and knowledge. I'm Dave Arlington.
I like to think of genetics somewhat like a card game, just to simplify it for myself. In a card game, you're given a hand of cards, and you have to play with that hand of cards. And in life, it's very similar. At the beginning of our lives, we're given our genetics from our parents, and that's what we have to work with. I truly believe that if my parents would have understood the importance of their own medical history and their own lives, and they would have taken that information to their physicians early in their life, that perhaps they could be here today if proper intervention could have been implemented in their health care.
If you know that breast cancer runs in your family, mothers and daughters should be tested earlier than doctors usually recommend for the general population. If the men in your family die from heart disease, then you should be monitored for cholesterol and high blood pressure earlier than normal. Surveillance can lead to early detection, and early detection can lead to more effective treatments. It's a simple and well-proven strategy.
What are those illnesses, those diseases that have afflicted members of my family? It's a common question. You think about it, but you really never take that disciplined approach to sit down and put it on paper. And you know, in the holiday season, this is the opportunity when we all get together with our families and we have that opportunity to ask those questions.
The average length of a doctor's visit has been shrinking, is now less than 20 minutes. And time spent taking a three-generation pedigree, which can be quite time-consuming, is generally just not possible to fit in to those time constraints. And even when doctors do ask about family history, unprepared patients frequently don't have the information about what illnesses their relatives might have suffered from, and so an opportunity is not fully utilized.
Get together with your family members, sit down, reminisce about your loved ones, fill out that very important information about your family medical history, and then encourage each of your family members to take that information to their respective physicians so that proper intervention can be implemented.